Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the inspirational show. I love that. I just heard that. I'm like, I haven't heard that in a long time. Isn't it interesting how you hear different things after you listen again? And I am so glad that you are tuning in here to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, we love to give away here. And of course, I'd love to give some of our books away. We've got tickets to all these great events that are happening, and we want you to be a part of all of that. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, and we have a great show for you today. Again, we've got a lot of great gifts, so please call in. All you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email. And of course, I always start my show with uplifting, something uplifting. And of course, today is the purpose of our life is to be happy. You are never too old to set another goal or dream a new dream. So with that, I'd love to just run through some of my guests that are going to be talking with. And of course, my first guest is Christina Curtis, her newest book, Choosing Greatness. And then we're going to talk with Dawn Jackson Blattner. And she is a dietitian, nutritionist, and a certified specialist in sports dietetics. We're going to talk with her. Amazing stuff there, too. And lastly, we're going to talk with Samantha Carroll. And Samantha Carroll, and she is all the way from Louisiana, and she is a chef. I am so excited. Please stay with us all the way through the show, and I'm sure you're going to grab some golden nuggets. So with that, let's bring our first guest on. Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And, of course, we are so grateful that you are all here with us. And I'm excited to talk with my first guest. And, of course, her book, her newest book, is Choosing Greatness, an evidence-based approach to achieving exceptional outcomes. And of course, Christina Curtis. She combines her decades of practical experience in business psychology and her conversations with some of the greatest leaders of our generation. Let's welcome Christina. Thank you so much for being here.
You bet. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself. And of course, is this your first book?
This is my first book. It took 3 years.
Okay.
I don't know how many of these you can crank out in a lifetime. That was a process, but it was so much fun to dive into.
I love it. And kudos to you. I'm still doing my book, and you're going to inspire me to finish it. I'm telling you. You know, it's funny when, like, did you designate, like, certain time to write it, or how did that work? Just start there.
Yeah, sure. Well, I have 2 kids and 2 dogs and a husband and a home and a business. And so I got very clear on the need to create time for what I wanted to achieve, to choose what I was going after, which was to write this book and get my thoughts out there. And so for me, it was early mornings. I woke up at 4 to 4:30 mm-hmm. most days and cranked out some words, some days more than others before the kids woke up. And I was committed.
I love it. I love it. It is a commitment. And, you know, as working with business owners and entrepreneurs, that is my favorite time to work at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I've got 4 kids and a husband and 2 dogs and all that too. But you know what? It's me time. And it's like, what do you want to achieve by the end of the day? And every single day is a new slate. And so I write for a magazine, and, you know, so I'm already writing. I just got to really, like, nail it down. So thanks for sharing that part. So tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, why you wrote this book, what we're going to find from the book. And I'm excited because this is so my language.
Yeah, well, I am originally from Canada, so you'll hear some out and about in my my vernacular.
Okay.
And we moved down to the U.S. about 11 years ago, and at the time, I had a kiddo with some medical challenges, and we needed a system that could take care of him.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yeah.
as soon as we got down here, we moved my business, we moved my husband's business, and we really started to flourish down here. We had the right medical team around my son, who's now thriving. I'm grateful to say.
Ah, thank God. That's awesome.
So
you know,
we
are mama bears, you know. And,
I know.
Partner, it's like, where do I go to get my, you know. I mean, that's just what it is. Yeah, I love that.
There's
so
nothing more important. Yeah, and I find what was really an eye-opener for me is when you're faced with someone in your circle, in
mm-hmm.
the circle of people who define who you are as a person, right? Which,
100%.
Which
you're giving me chills right now, yes.
Yeah. You really get clear on what's important in life. And for me, at the moment when we had almost lost him, actually, and the doctor mm-hmm. said that he was unlikely to make it, I remember coming through that experience when he was back on his feet after 6 months of rehabilitation and saying to myself, I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to waste another minute. I'm not going to play small in my career. I want to go for it. And so I built a career where I was able to be with my kids after three and still grow the business exponentially and coach leaders who are running Fortune 500 companies or world-class entrepreneurs or Olympic athletes, because I just decided if I was going to stretch, even if I was intimidated, which trust me, I was terrified.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of holding back and saying, well, they might not like it, I just said, let's go for it. And the business took off from there. So that's the choosing greatness. That's the choice to be uncomfortable, to really stretch yourself, and the daily choices that'll get you there.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And, you know, and really my show, so I've got four children. I lost a baby. Okay. And it is the most traumatic thing, but I learned that, I mean, and let me just say, you never get over it, but you get through it. And,
yeah.
you know, and so my whole thing was, you know, the brighter side of life and also to
yeah.
pick yourself up, dust yourself off and keep going on. And that's really what I share, because life happens to all of us. Look at what's going on in the world, and it just crushes me every day. But that is more of a reason to live your best and fullest life, you know?
Well, completely, Kim. And what I find is the more I talk about that story, the more people like you come forward and say, hey, here's my trauma. Here's my grief. Here's
mm-hmm.
my hurt. And there's two options when you have those moments. One, you can be sucked under, which frankly happens to all of us for some period of time. And then the question becomes, do I want to stay under the water, or am I ready to get back up on shore and take a stand because I'm still here? And I watch
Amen,
people, we're
right?
warriors, right? We are warriors
yeah.
for getting back up on our feet. And if we can weather the storms and breakups and heartbreaks and facts and gosh, just childhood, the intensity of growing up, we can do what we want in our careers. We really can. And the greatest inhibitor I've seen when I work with people over the past two decades, critic, it's ourselves holding ourselves back. It's time to put that voice away and at least compartmentalize it when it's not necessary or needed.
I love that. So let's just kind of dive into your book a little bit. And for any of our listeners that are just waking up, starting your day, and just tuning in with us, again, we're talking with Christina Curtis. We're talking about her newest book, Choosing Greatness, an Evidence-Based Approach to Achieving Exceptional Outcomes. And, of course, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Let's start at the top. Negative self-talk. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That is that voice that you you're like, where is it coming from? Oh, it's inside me. I'm like my worst enemy. How do I get through that?
Yeah. The biggest breakthrough for me, my son's challenges were neurological in nature. So I studied the brain voraciously for a long time, for a decade, and ended up getting certified as a neuroleadership specialist, because what I realized is, We have to recognize when these things are just innate. Like self-doubt is actually a really helpful mechanism that is in place, so your brain knows when to analyze risks, when to stop and say, gosh, shouldn't I be doing this? The problem is we forget that it's just a neurological security system And we make it mean that it's ourselves, that it's truth, that it's almost a fortune teller. And we give it all kinds of freedom to dictate what we should or shouldn't do without analyzing that voice itself. And so when I realized it wasn't me, when I realized that voice in my head was nothing more than a neurological security system to analyze risk, it helped me tremendously because I could put it in this place. I could say, no, I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for recognizing that there's risk here. I'm all
right. Wow. Christina, I love that. You know, I mean, it's kind of like fight or flight, right? You get that feeling and you're like, no, I'm inside my car. It's locked. I think I'm golden. Okay.
Totally.
But it's like your best friend, but you know, it's almost like, you know, as moms, okay, both of us, right? Did you brush your teeth? Did you, right? And they're like, yes, we got it under control. So think of it instead of like that negative, almost like your best friend, just a reminder.
Yeah.
I love
it's
that.
It's a reminder.
Yeah.
Well, and it occurred to me because, and in this book, Choosing Greatness, I interview Richard Branson and many of my clients who are running large organizations with 80,000 employees, and it's a big job. And I say, gosh, do you ever feel self-doubt? I mean, is that voice in you too? And what's incredible is, of course, it is. It is. Unless you're struggling with narcissism or you have some psychological disorders, self-doubt surfaces. And the benefit that they have through experience is knowing how to turn the volume down. And it doesn't mean that it doesn't show up. In fact, one of my CEO clients, I said, gosh, can I include you in my book? He's a CEO of a Fortune 50 company. And he said, can I include you in my book for the confidence section around how to deal with self-doubt? And he goes, Christina, shareholders don't want to hear about my self-doubt. Like, that's going to drop my stock price. But it's there. And I think if we recognize, and it's not you, it is out there. You just need the strategies that work for you best to take the microphone away when it's not needed. It is merely a security system. The other thing that I think really helps, Kim, for me, is when we problem solve, we personalize it, meaning any problem that comes up becomes there's a problem with me. It's not that, it's me, right? And I find people who are very high achievers from a happiness and success and wealth generation standpoint don't personalize it the same way, meaning when something goes wrong, they don't make it mean that there's something wrong with them.
It's more of a universal. Yeah, that is very good. Like, yep, this, okay, so how do, you know, it's almost like, how do we solve that? How do we walk through this?
Yes.
That's it. It's just, how do we walk through this? I love it. I was working with a coach and we were saying, yes, I mean, I was coaching somebody and we were talking about even in relationships of, you know, husband and wives, they don't always agree, but how do you solve a problem and move on? And that's really what we have to do in every area.
Yeah, and that's such an interesting one because the research around marriages that make it from John Gottman, he was able to predict the stability of a marriage with over 80% accuracy. And it was based on the number of positive to negative interactions. So even in disagreement, if you can say, I see your point, I hear you.
Right.
And you can acknowledge their perspective.
They just want to be heard and acknowledged.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. When you can't hear them, there's a disconnect in your relationship.
Well, and the best part is when, at least in my relationship, when I'm not listening to what he's saying, I just keep repeating my point louder.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. Well, that doesn't work all the time.
No, it's not effective. I was like, heard you. You're just stop repeating the same point. I'm like, got it. Let me listen. Let me seek to understand rather than stand to be understood.
Oh, I love it. Or do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? Right?
Yes.
I love it. So let's talk about limited beliefs. I mean, that's a really big one because you can't move forward in your goals if you don't think you can do it. So if you can't see it, you can't have it.
Yeah. And I was just doing a seminar yesterday on this very topic with CEOs around how do you know your worth and grow your worth? Meaning, how do I recognize what I'm capable of and the value I bring and continue to grow that? And the answer is self-awareness around what's holding you back. You have to figure out what patterns of behavior and what patterns of thought are no longer serving you. We actually operate on autopilot 42% of our day. I mean, think about that. That's almost half the day where we're just inputting habits and habitual behaviors and patterns and thoughts from where we've been rather than where we want to go. And the easiest way to identify which of those patterns you want to pull out because they're no longer serving you is to ask people you love and really listen. I usually recommend 3 to 4 people who you trust, who are willing to, it's not sunshine and rainbows, they're willing to tell you the honest truth and say, hey, you tend to doubt yourself and that's why I notice you hesitate. Or, hey, when you're irritated, you tend to amplify the energy in the room rather than bringing it down and having a real conversation. Or, hey, and I notice whatever it might be. But those patterns, once you hear them, you can then say, got it. I'm going to watch for that and see when it shows up. And that's when the light bulb goes off.
Wow. So let me ask you a question. What would be the question that you would be asking?
Yeah, it's not for what feedback do you have for me. That's a very challenging question, actually, for people to answer because it puts them in a place of social risk, meaning mm-hmm. if they say something negative, you may react, you may not value their friendship, you may get angry. So instead, I like asking the question of what advice do you have for me? Advice is a very different question than feedback. What advice do you have for me so that I can continue to grow in my relationships, so I can continue to be finding happiness, so I can identify what's holding me back? What advice do you have? And see what they say.
Wow, I love that. I mean, really, you know, look at the difference in how you said that. What advice do you have for me? Or as opposed to, how did you word it before? You know,
with feedback. And people ask that all the time. Do you have any feedback for me? People, the most common answer is, no, you're doing great.
Yeah, because they're afraid to tip the boat,
yeah.
Right? Oh, yeah. I love that. Wow, that's really good. That would help. So, I mean, and you want to do it with people that you respect and,
yes.
You know, and here's another thing that just came to my mind is you don't want to be the smartest person in the room, okay?
No.
You want to stretch yourself to talk to other people that are growing and that you can
yes.
grow to them and then you keep, you know, and vice versa. So I love that. What about lack of financial literacy? Talked about that. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that really just goes to how to know your worth and grow your worth, you know, right? Is that
yeah.
how you put it? How to know your worth?
Yeah, know your worth and grow your worth.
Your worth,
right?
Yeah.
We're unfinished projects. We're always
mm-hmm.
in progress. But financial literacy is something, as a woman, I figured out much later in life. And I believe my parents, I'm in my late 40s,
mm-hmm.
and I believe my parents just assumed they would take care of it and then someday my husband would. I hate to say that, but I think that's true.
I think there is
gender bias there. And my husband was really good at saying, why don't we learn this together? Because just because I'm a male, I don't know it any more than you do. And
wow,
what I realized was.
My husband said that to me too, because I was in my business early on, owned a business before he did. And then
yeah.
we started a business together, a construction company. And so he was like, I'm glad that you think I'm this smart, but I don't know that. And I was like, oh, I just thought you did. Okay, what do we have to do? You know, it's
right.
like that trust factor. So I love that. What a thing to even bring up. That's so perfect. I've never heard anybody else really talk about that, but that's great.
Well, and part of it is money gets collapsed with identity and self-worth at a very young age, even for our parents. So they might not talk to us about how much they earn or talk to us about how they save or talk to us about how they invest. It's taboo. The challenge is it's such a critical part of our lives, and we're not learning in school or at home how to engage with this resource. So I strongly advise people lean in at any age and start learning about what strategies they need to know, whether it's by asking people they trust that they know or getting mm-hmm. external help. I think I've asked more people now. I even say to friends, hey, listen, this could be awkward, but here's my question. And
yeah.
And you know what they say back? You know what? It's awkward for me too, but I have no one to talk to about it. Can we talk about it? I'm like, let's figure it out together.
Exactly. And people, you know, I mean, we are all creatures of the same habits. A lot of people just have never learned how to communicate about it.
I know. So
yeah.
financial literacy is a big component of all of our lives.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. And then talk about, this is huge, lack of role models. What you don't know, you don't know. Okay. And that's a big deal. If you, you know, I mean, I remember my dad, this was probably the best advice he ever gave me. If you don't know something, go ask the professional.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's it. He's like, I'm not going to have all the answers, but go ask somebody that does and then make your own decision on that. So talk to us about that lack of role models.
Yeah. The biggest fear we have is around being judged, around being seen as not lovable, not good enough, not smart enough, not kind enough. And so we don't often ask for help.
Right.
The challenge is when you look at the people, the Richard Bransons of the world, the Lara Americans, who was the founder of Lara Bar, these Olympic athletes and CEOs, they don't hesitate to ask for help because they realize their goals and dreams are bigger than the capabilities they have in that moment. And that doesn't make them not good enough. It means they're ambitious and ready to do more. I think it's really, really important to pick up the phone and call people who you want to engage and learn from. And it can be as simple as, hey, would you mind having a coffee? Or it could be as simple as, hey, would you mind meeting once every 3 months so I can stay in touch and continue to learn and grow? And my experience is we feel like it's selfish. Why would they want to meet with me? And the truth is they learn and benefit just as much by, while they're climbing the mountain, turning around to lift other people up rather than climbing the mountain alone.
Oh, my God, that's my favorite saying. And once you get to the top, there's a song. Once you get to the top, turn around and look down and help the next person in line. And that is so true. And some people are embarrassed to ask. You're absolutely right. And let me just say even on one step further, when you're helping somebody else, you're reinforcing that growth in yourself.
Totally. Yes.
Somebody asks me, I'm like, wow, did I just say that? Yeah. You know, that's like, wow. Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. So it is. I love it. God, I love talking to you. Okay, we definitely have to do another interview, and this is going to be so much fun. I want to go to the last thing that, you know, lack of self-awareness. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, we only get to see the movie that's playing on our screen in our lives unfold. We don't often get to analyze it. And so I feel like as we sit there, it's really important to pause and say, if I disconnect, if I step out of this theater for a second and just reflect on everything that's going on, what's working? What isn't? How am I showing up? What energy am I bringing? More often than not, our behaviors and thoughts are getting in our way of our happiness. So I have a great example. I was at this meeting yesterday, and a particular person came up to me, and they were really negative. I mean, it was right off the bat really negative, and they were saying, gosh, I'm so unhappy with the relationships I have in my life. What's wrong with people? And I had the courage to pause, and I said, you know, energy is contagious. It is. It's the most contagious element in the world. You actually can track in a population groups of negativity and positivity. They can look at this. I've got a wonderful slide on this because I'm so amazed. It is so contagious. Two people can sit in a room without talking for 10 minutes, and the dominant mood will transfer to the other person. And so I said, what energy are you bringing to your relationship? And bring the energy you want to see reflected back. And that level of self-awareness, just to pause. Again, I am not coming from a place of judgment. I've had many a bad day where I've reverberated and brought negativity into my life. In fact, just last week, my husband let me know. And so there's nothing good or bad in any of this. We have to stop judging ourselves so we can be aware and step back and say, how can I be even more effective in creating the life I want to lead and choose greatness one choice at a time?
I love it. Christina, with that, how do we get your book and how do my listeners find you?
Yes, please come find the book online. Barnes & Noble has it on sale at Amazon and other retailers. Go to your independent bookstore, wherever you want, Choosing Greatness, an evidence-based approach to achieving exceptional outcomes in life. And I'm also on Instagram and Facebook and you name it. But
there you go.
I'm finding Christina Curtis.
I love it. Christina, this has been so much fun. You are like-minded, and I love that. And please download our podcast and share our show with everyone.
I sure will. Thanks so much. Enjoy the day.
You got it. You too. Thank you again.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
And Hatton of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Come to the Wild Oaks Country Music Festival June 3rd, Thousand Oaks, to celebrate great music with family and friends. Top country entertainers Craig Morgan, Chase Beckham, and Cam will be there, along with lots of tasty food and beverages and over 75 vendors. Plus, sample hot sauces from around the world. Festival proceeds help military veterans and local first responders. See you June 3rd at the Wild Oaks Country Music Festival in Thousand Oaks. Buy your tickets at wildoakscmf.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back. And again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, when school breaks for summer, many kids want a break from everything. And it's tempting to trade in the alarm clocks, homework, and gym class for sleeping later. And today we're going to be talking to registered dietitian nutritionist Dawn Jackson Blaitner, and she's going to be joining us and talk to us about a game plan for motivating our kids to stay active and eat healthy during the summer break and beyond. Let's welcome again Dawn. Are you there?
Yes, I am ready to talk about summer. Can you believe it? In about 6 weeks, I'm in Chicago. About 6 weeks, we're heading into summer break over here. So, not too early to be talking about summer.
Isn't that crazy? Where did this year go? How did we get to where we are this fast? I love it. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, so I am a registered dietitian nutritionist. And so what that basically means, I'm talking about food all day that can help energize our lives, make us feel good, whether you're a kid or whether you're a pro athlete. I've done nutrition for pro teams. Anybody in between, bottom line is what you eat can change how you feel. And that I just love talking about it. And
I love that.
Thank you for that. Thanks. And I came across, I'm always reading research and studies and stuff, and I came across something that really sort of marks what we're going to talk about today, is the Society of Behavioral Medicine put out a report, and they said, hey, listen, kids between 6 and 9 years old, their physical activity drops 53% during summer break. And this is a big problem, right? So the kids are on the screen, on their phones, TV, video games, and they're not getting outside, getting enough physical activity, enough, you know, joyful activity outside during their summer break. So, you know, I really have tried to come up with some ideas that are easy that we can reengage kids, you know, to living a more fit and fun and healthy life.
I love that, Dawn. And you know what? Having 4 children and now 4 grandchildren, you know, it really helps the parents too, because what they eat, we kind of eat. Do you know what I mean? And we actually, it's like, oh, I'll just have that with you, right? So why not make really healthy meals for the whole entire family?
Oh, you're so right. You're so right that it is really, you know, a family matter, you know? And so one of the things, you know, yes, it's bad news that we're not having very active kids, but the good news is that you really can do things that are pretty easy to reengage them. So a couple ideas that I love is just get kids working in the kitchen with you. Get them involved, because we know that when kids are prepping food with you, it's more fun, but they also are more likely to eat it and enjoy it. So, you know, no more picky eaters. Get them in the kitchen having fun in there, and they're going to eat what they make. So I love that. Another thing, when I was having my stepson grow up, I would make a snack list and post it on the fridge. And I still do that, in fact, because, you know, when you're hungry, you start looking around. You don't even know what you're supposed to be snacking on. It's like, I don't even know what's here. So a snack list on the fridge helps remind you, oh, there's hard-boiled eggs, there's cheese sticks, there's yogurt, there's apple, there's grapes. And so then when you get hungry, you just look at the list, and then it gives you a direction of where you can go get something healthy for a snack in your house.
Dawn, oh my gosh, I love that idea. You are right, because it's not even your brain talking, it's your gut talking, and you just want something in your mouth. But I love that, because you know how, like, you cut up, you know, celery or carrots and everything's clean, and you go to the chips. Like, really? So that is such a great reminder to put all the snacks that are already cleaned up and grates that you can grab. Healthy snacks on the go. I love that.
Yeah, you're right. It's like you're not thinking straight when you're so hungry. So that list does help. And another idea of, like, if you're trying to get kids active, I've been using this with my clients, and they are reporting huge results and fun from this. It's called the Choose Your Own Adventure Jar. And this is where you write out, you know, create a scavenger hunt or build a fort, create an obstacle course, write ideas and put them in a jar. So when your kid wakes up, you know, they can pull out of the jar, oh, an idea of what they could actually do outside that would be active and fun. And then, you know, they can be creative with it, but at least they have the idea to spark, you know, their interest.
Another amazing. I'm giving this to my daughter for my grandchildren, because, you know what? I mean, they're on those, you know, those iPhones now and the games and everything. And it's like, really, we need to get them off of that and to get some activities. I love that idea. And they're picking it out, so it's really like their idea.
Yay. See, yes. I mean, we know. That's exactly right.
We could do this with our husbands, too. You know that?
I like the way you think. Exactly. You know, I'm big on having things easy. Like, I really like things easy. Another an idea that you can do to get your food sort of swapped in a healthier way is make ahead breakfast egg boxes. Now, I love these. So what I do is I take a bunch of containers, and I put an Eggland's Best hard-boiled egg, whole grain English muffin, a few chunks of cheese, and some grapes in these containers. And I make a bunch, keep them in the fridge, so all week long when we're on the go, you can just grab this healthy, balanced meal right out of the fridge. And I'm saying the words Eggland's Best eggs on purpose, because Eggland's Best eggs have 6 times more vitamin D, 25% less saturated fat, and double the omega-3 that an ordinary egg would have. So, you know, think about Easy Swap. It's like, oh, get an Eggless Best egg and you'll get more nutrition for your whole family.
Wow, thanks for sharing that, because I had no idea that. But that is, I mean, why would you buy something else then?
It's really interesting, right? When you go to the egg section and you see like the EB stamp on your egg, what that means actually is that those hens have been fed such a nutritious diet that the eggs they produce come out healthier. So that's really what's happening is, you know, they're having a healthier hen feed. And so, yeah, it's a really cool, easy idea to get more nutrition.
Yeah, so does that mean that they're being brought up healthier, they're eating cleaner? Is that what you mean? Because I know there's a big change in how our chickens are being farmed and all that are kept, right?
Yep, it's all about diet. You know, we are what we eat, and that's the same thing as, you know, hens. If they have a healthy, nutritious diet, they're producing healthier eggs. And so that's where you get all the extra nutrition from the Eggland's Best egg.
Good advice here. I do want to just remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. Of course, we talk about the brighter side of life. And, of course, we have registered dietitian nutritionist Dawn Jackson Blattner. And, you know, I'm looking at your books. I want to have you back because, look at these books that you created, the Superfood Swap. And what is it, the Flexitarian Diet? I've never even heard of that, but I want to be on it. Okay, so.
I love you. I love that. Well, you know what? There's so many ideas out there, so many books, so many things. I have one very easy thing that we can all do to help us get started in the right direction for a healthy summer, and that's Eggland's Best has teamed up with the YMCA for its Healthy Kids Day event, and this is April 29th. So you mark your calendar because, listen, it's free. It's nationwide, and families can come and enjoy games and activities and crafts. And Eggland's Best is sponsoring all sorts of resources and tips to get our families active and having fun and jumpstarting that healthy summer vibe. And the other thing is so cool. Eggland's Best is giving families the chance to win $5,000 plus other great prizes in a sweepstakes.
Wow.
Through May 5th. Yeah, I mean,
I was right. I love it. So how do my listeners find that, and how do they become a part of all of this?
Yeah, perfect. So I have a bunch of ideas for a healthy summer. I have a bunch of recipes for a healthy summer, and this recipe for a healthy family sweepstakes, you can enter daily, and all of that stuff is in one place, and that is ebfamilysweeps.com.
I love it. We will post this in our newsletter. And again, Dawn, super great talking to you. Definitely, follow up with me because I'd love to have you back to talk about your book. I'm all into eating good, and what you eat is what you are. So I truly believe that way. And I really want to help my listeners because you can be successful in your day if you just eat the right way. Oh. Doesn't that sound great? I love that.
I was just going to say, I'm writing that down to you.
I know.
Wonderful.
That's why I love it. Okay, we're both going to use that. I love it. Again, please share our show with everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on.
Come to the Wild Oaks Country Music Festival, June 3rd, Thousand Oaks, to celebrate great music with family and friends. Top country entertainers Craig Morgan, Chase Beckham, and Cam will be there, along with lots of tasty food and beverages and over 75 vendors. Plus, sample hot sauces from around the world. Festival proceeds help military veterans and local first responders. See you June 3rd at the Wild Oaks Country Music Festival in Thousand Oaks. Buy your tickets at Wild Oaks. CMF.com.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this.
Having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com. For WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans, Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime membership fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show. I am really excited to bring my next guest on, Samantha Carroll, Executive Director, Louisiana Seafood Promotion and Marketing Board. And Louisiana Seafood, I'm so excited. Of course, I love seafood. My husband and I love it. And you're going to share a little bit today, one, about who you are and how easy it is to really cook seafood, right?
Right. Yeah. It's one of my favorite things to cook for sure.
I know. So tell us a little bit about you. And thank you so much for being here and joining us all the way from Louisiana.
Yeah. Thanks for having
me. The world's just gotten a little bit smaller.
It did. It did. But yeah, my name's Samantha Carroll. I am the executive director of the Louisiana Seafood Promotion and Marketing Board. And so our office sits underneath our Louisiana Lieutenant Governor's office, who's Mr. Billy Nungesser. So under his umbrella, they have things like the Office of Tourism, the Office of State Parks, our office as well. State Museums is another one. So there's a lot of things that draw people to Louisiana, food included, that sit underneath his umbrella. So, you know, every day I just get to work to promote Louisiana seafood, all of our products that we harvest and our fishermen, and just kind of one of the reasons that it's great to travel here is, of course, to eat. So we have a little hand in that.
I like it. And have you lived there the whole time?
Yeah. Yeah. I've been in Louisiana basically my whole life. My family moved here when I was three. So it's all I know.
I love it. I love it. All right. So what is your favorite seafood dish? First of all, to cook at home, but what's your favorite, just even if you could go anywhere and get it. And I just heard that you and your husband have two restaurants, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do.
About that.
So that was my first job. So we've had our first restaurant we opened 12 years ago. I was 19 years old. We had both met in culinary school and we graduated and then opened up our first restaurant just a few months later. It's been crazy. And we just opened our second restaurant a little over a year ago in my hometown, the first one we opened in his hometown. So, our food at a restaurant is mainly all seafood.
Going back to my question, what is your favorite?
Well, when I'm cooking at home, I really like to kind of keep things simple because our seafood is so flavorful and just fresh alone. It doesn't need any extra like heavy sauces or anything like that. Sometimes I'll just do like a little grilled shrimp or a sauteed shrimp, you know, with like a pasta or maybe even like a zucchini noodle. And I'll put that with just olive oil, garlic, and parsley. Sometimes capers
Oh my God. And I love paper. Okay. So you just nailed me, right? That's like my favorite thing. In fact, my husband just made that. That is so easy for our listeners to be able to make at home. Talk to us about, so what else would you recommend? And what are like labeled things that you want to check? Because there's wild and farmed, correct?
That's a big deal.
I never knew how big of a deal that is.
Yes. So crawfish is a huge commodity here in Louisiana, and that they do have wild caught, and those are in the spillways along the banks of the Mississippi River. But farmed crawfish is the big one over here. And there's over 500,000 acres of crawfish ponds here in Louisiana. So during crawfish season, it's a hot commodity. I love crawfish. It's so lean. It's one of the best seafood proteins.
I don't think I've ever really had that. I don't think, you know?
Yeah, no, it's so good. Of course we boil it here. That's like one of the main things.
Okay.
But you can find it in all kinds of things, in pastas and sandwiches, po' boys, as we call them. They have a very famous dish, which is served at Jazz Fest here in Louisiana. It's crawfish Monica, and it's in like a tomato cream sauce over pasta.
Did you say crawfish Monica?
Crawfish Monica. Yeah.
Mom's name. I will definitely remember that. Wow. And how did it get its name?
So it's one catering company, one restaurant that started it a long, 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 long time ago. And I can't remember if they named it after his daughter or someone within their group, but it's got its own very cult following. Everybody knows crawfish Monica at Jazz Fest.
I love that. So when you go into a restaurant, and of course in Louisiana, talk to us about that.
I love when dining out, of course, it's kind of a luxury. So I love to see what they're bringing in fresh. A lot of restaurants here in Louisiana will have like a catch of the day that they're bringing in off of the docks. I love soft shell crabs. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but
soft shell crabs. Yes.
It is a delicacy. I love it. You can, sometimes it's pan fried. Sometimes you can just saute it with a little bit of butter, olive oil. It is one of my favorite things in the world. My husband and I always have this joke about if you're, stranded on an island and you can only eat one thing, what would it be? And mine is soft shell crabs.
Is his the same?
No, he's funny. He was like, if I'm stranded on an island, I'm going to want a cheeseburger.
Oh, like, God.
A really good cheeseburger. And I was like, I could get behind that. Of course, oysters too. We have so many different oyster farmers here in Louisiana, but as well as wild caught, oysters. So I love being able to, enjoy those raw with like a mignonette or something like that, or even, char grilled. So
I love char grilled. Oh my gosh, that's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
With a little bit of garlic and on there. Yum.
That's so good.
It's mouth-watering.
Yes, I know. And just that grill flavor on it, smokiness that it gets, it just really like seals the deal for me. So love oyster. So those are probably my top two when I go to a restaurant, but really I just love all food. So if it's new, I'm going to try it.
So do you serve all those things in your restaurants?
Yeah, so we have oysters at our restaurant. We have soft shell crab, and it's on like a big seafood platter. So there's a little bit of everything, and that's kind of the dish that goes on top. Is it kind of just looks at you? I guess it's kind of scary to say, but it doesn't have eyes. but okay. It's kind of like the crown on the dish is the soft shell crab.
I love it. So let me ask you, first of all, what's the name of your restaurant?
My restaurant's called Hot Tails.
Hot Tails. That's mm-hmm. And that is that the name of both of them?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And how did they do through the pandemic and all that? You guys survived, obviously.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So we only had the one restaurant during the pandemic and during the shutdown. The other one was being built, so that was stressful. But my husband, he grew up on a farm. He is very handy and he knows how to fix anything. So basically when we got the word that, you know, we had to shut down and nobody could dine in anymore, he cut a hole in the wall and made a drive-through window.
Oh so. My gosh. I love guys like that. I love people like that. It's all about, that is great. So do you still have that?
Yeah. So now it's great because it keeps traffic in the restaurant kind of low. Normally the line would be out the door and it's a mix of people picking up orders and placing orders to dine in. So now people can just roll through and pick up their food. So, and that's kind of what was a deal breaker for us whenever we had our second restaurant is we said, we're never going to have a restaurant without a drive-through pickup window.
Survival and thrival yeah. at the same time. Wow. That's yeah. easy. That's brilliant. I love that.
It's crazy.
I think that was the biggest thing that really was so fun to see in a time of such a scary time.
Is mm-hmm.
people that rose, you know, outdoor seating, drive-through, you know, like for me at the time, I was still doing hair. I'm also a hair therapist.
Oh, yeah.
Color kits for people and leaving them on my porch, you know, because they were like growing out and everything.
Uh-huh.
That was, you know, I mean, you do what you do, and that's yeah. where we all are so resilient, and I love that part. So
yeah.
I want to ask you, what do you do with the Louisiana Seafood Promotion and Marketing Board?
Yeah, so we market our seafood here in Louisiana. A fun fact is, you know, because we work closely with the Office of Tourism, is in a poll not too long ago, they polled visitors to Louisiana, what was their reason for coming? And the number one reason was to visit family and friends. Mm-hmm. So the number two reason was, of course, to eat. But I mean, what do you do when you get together with your family and friends?
Exactly.
You're eating and you're celebrating. So that's really fun. But we work with, you know, our fishermen here. We work with many events around the state that draw in tourism, as well as events outside of our state that have a Louisiana focus, you know, to bring visitors our way. So we work with them and we ship seafood to them for those events. We have, you know, a great grant program. So for events here in Louisiana that are having a draw or a festival, we're known for all of our festivals, they're able to apply for raw seafood product, and we'll work, you know, with our local vendors across the state and, you know, down in the coast to get them their seafood for them to cook. So it, you know, helps their event out a little bit by us being able to supply the raw product and they get to cook it and serve it to all of their guests. So we do a lot of different things. Right now we're in the middle of a legislative session. It just kicked up. So of course we're trying to battle on imports. And a couple years ago, there was a law that was passed that if you serve crawfish or shrimp on your menu in a restaurant in Louisiana, you have to note it on the menu or on the front door if it's domestic or if it's imported. So, you know, we're doing things on both sides of the fence.
I like it. I like it. Well, again, Samantha, so great to have a face to you and to meet you. And I know that you were going to do a little giveaway. So talk about that. What is it that you are going to share with all of us?
No, yeah. So we'd like to put together a little fresh seafood prize pack with an apron and maybe some fun little recipe cards for you to try cooking with Louisiana seafood at home. And we'll just get that all packed up and iced down and send it and overnight it. So
I love it. I love it. That sounds so fun. So for our listeners, How do we find out more about you? Can we order seafood from out here to you?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you go to our website, www.louisianaseafood.com, we have a roster of different, you know, shrimpers, crawfish fishermen. If you want alligator, we have a roster of all those different places that sell that and offer those. And a lot of them ship, and a lot of them, you know, they ship everywhere. So you can check those out. You can contact those people if you want to try some seafood. There's tons of recipes on there as well. So you can look around and get inspired. I know the air fryer is a big thing right now because it's, you know, it's like frying, but healthier. And so there's some great healthy, air fried Louisiana seafood recipes on there now too. We're getting a lot of hits on that, but yeah, we have tons of resources on the website. So feel free to check it out.
So much fun. I definitely want to talk to you again. So we'll have to set up another time, but thank you so much, Samantha, for taking the time. And for our listeners that are tuning in, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
And I do want to remind all of you about the Chili Cook-Off, May 7th, 12 to 5 at Caneo Creek North. We've got tickets. Call in Wild Oaks County Music Festival. We've got tickets, and we want to encourage everyone out there to go to the Hope Walk, and that is a cancer support community. Call in right now. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. And of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Believe in yourself and all that you are. Know that there is something inside you that is greater than any obstacle. With that, have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you next week. It's a beautiful